I was elated. This is a huge moment, a great opportunity for LGBT Americans to finally be validated and recognized with full equality under the law in terms of their ability to marry the person that they love and enjoy the same benefits and opportunities as every other American.
New York had already legalized same-sex marriage, I believe, in 2011. Had you been working on this issue on a national scale in the time since then?
Yes, we've submitted a number of amicus briefs to the Supreme Court calling for full marriage equality in every one of the 50 states. New York made a historic move in 2011 when we became the sixth and largest state where same-sex couples can legally wed. And I really feel that we set a trend that the rest of the country has since followed. And so we're really, really proud of the efforts of our movement and of New York in particular today.
Where do you think this movement is going next?
Yeah, well, the reality is that while we're really excited and thrilled to be enjoying the benefits of marriage equality across the country, we still have a lot of work to do. It's in New York, for example, still perfectly legal to discriminate against transgender people based on their gender identity or expression. And in more than 30 other states, we don't have basic non-discrimination protections for LGBT Americans. So what this means is that your employer in many states within the country can walk up to you and say, look, you've been a stellar employee, but because you're gay or because you're transgender, we can't have you work here anymore. And that would be perfectly legal and within their rights as an employer right now, which is obviously something that we need to overcome. So here in New York, our immediate and next challenge is extending basic civil rights, basic non-protection to transgender New Yorkers, which is a battle we've been fighting for more than 13 years, and we're very hopeful and anxious to pass the Gender Identity and Expression Non-Discrimination Act very soon.
You know, in this country in 2004, talk of a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage was a very hot topic issue in the presidential campaign. And now, you know, just about a decade later, the Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex marriage is constitutional. I wonder what you attribute the change in the country to in that time.
Sure. No, you're absolutely right. I remember 2004 vividly because I was a graduate student. I was living in Ohio at the time, which is one of the states that brought a case to the Supreme Court that ultimately led to the victory today. And relatively speaking, it is a pretty short span of time that we have seen such momentous progress across the country. And I really attribute it to a couple of things. One, there's just increased visibility for LGBT Americans. We're present in the media, in mainstream TV shows, on CNN, you name it. There's just more of us in people's everyday experience. And I think we've created a climate and an environment where people feel more comfortable living their authentic lives and being themselves, not only at home, but also at work and in their social circles. So as more and more people are coming out and living their lives fully as their authentic selves, more people are interacting with LGBT Americans and understanding that our realities are the realities of everyone else.